All right, Dean Wilson, you won the walk-in contest today. Absolutely epic. You got a dart. You got the look going on. So, I mean, congrats on that. That was awesome. Retro race started off good.
Yeah, usually I'm not really competing in the walk-in thing. You know, I don't really – I wear my pit shirt and my hat like I'm supposed to. You know, everyone wears these, you know, designer clothes and that. But I was just like, you know, it's my last year. Let's have some fun and enjoy it. I don't really – you know, just have a bit of fun. So, yeah, like – picked up a pack of Marlboro Reds on the way. Got a Bic lighter, and yeah, just smoked that dart proudly walking in, and just a bit of banter, some fun, and then so start off the day. It was dry, then it got wet, and in the heat race, my chain got packed with mud, and
it chain got
seized around the corner, and I fell, and I was like, no, and then I had to go to the LCQ. Yeah. And then LCQ just squeezed in. I'm like, oh, my God.
First of all, it's stacked. It's got Chiz, Justin Hill, you, McElrath, AC, and then Rod Bell took a spot, which no one saw that.
He's crushing. He's good in the mud. Yeah. And I squeezed in. Thank God. I never want to go in one of those again. Squeezed in literally the last spot, last gate pick. Come out the gate. My gate next to who? My buddy Vince.
Oh, yeah.
My rut goes directly into his, right? So I'm like, oh, this is funny. So last gate pick, go down, crappy start. But I figured, like, I could finesse this a little bit, right? So I do, like, Darty to the inside, did a little enduro across, and then just, like, doubled right away and made some passes and was running, I think, pretty much top 10 the whole main.
You were seventh for a long time, yeah.
Right, and it was good. Like, I felt decent. And then, I got passed by Chase. And then after that, I kept getting blue flag, right? And had, like, PTSD from that from a few years ago. So I let AP by. And then Cooper was second, right?
Yeah.
But I really
Tomac and Sexton were lappers. And people were letting – Kenny. And people were letting them by.
Yeah. So I don't – I lost a lot of time letting AP by.
Yeah.
And then – Tomac was behind him, and then I'm in front of him, and then I just let him by, but that was for a spot.
Yeah,
and then Barsh is behind me, and I was like running same pace, I was fine right there.
Right.
So you lose a lot of time, you know, especially on a track like this, because you know how it is. But anyways, top 10, heck yeah, like we'll take it. That was awesome. Like I'm really happy with that. It's been a rough start, so it's good.
You know, Kate had a good point to me. You guys had three different tracks. You had the very first practice, sweet. Your qualifying practice, not good, rain, shitty. Heat with garbage. And then main, the track kind of came around, like a little bit weird, right?
Yeah, like honestly, the game changer was hitting the triple. Oh, my God. It made my life so much better. And then, yeah, it really did come around. It was just very techy and it was slow pace, you know?
Yep.
But, yeah, it was good. Like, I was just happy that we were able to jump stuff and... It went well for me, so we'll take it.
Yeah, the way that the first two rounds go, you'll take it. You'll take this and go on to the triple crown.
Yeah, exactly. And like for how my day went, literally the last one in the main, and then the top 10, and you know, being on this team, and you see how stacked the field is. You know, it's obviously I want to be better than top 10 eventually, but like just being in that 10th range is like where I should be. That's a reasonable spot.
So. I would agree with that for sure, and. Our mutual friend Paul was worried a little bit for you because how slippery it was and throttle control. He's like, Dino's not great with the throttle control.
Yeah, sometimes get a little bit excited, but no, the old, you know, the old geezer is learning. So just made it happen. It was awesome. I'm so happy, and it was just like fun for me to put the laps together and like be battling with the guys. Yeah. You know, sometimes you kind of put them on a pedestal too much.
Really? Even at your age and your experience, you do that?
Like sometimes when you get your butt kicked by them a lot, then you don't fight for that spot anymore because you're like, oh, they're eventually going to pass me.
Yeah.
But with the track being a little bit more one line and techie, it was like, I was like, you know what, I'm going to fight for it a little bit more. So it was cool to just battle with them, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes that does happen. You put them on a pedestal that you can, and then it's just your mental, like, mentally you're just... already beat,
sure.
All right, last question for you. I may not see you next week, so I got ahead of the opener. JB, Phil, Lewis, Lars, I think Lars, or maybe it was Droopy. I don't know. There's so much Max Anstey hype right now.
Yeah.
And I need to know if this is justified or, like, what's your thoughts on this? Like, these guys are hitting me up in text telling me about Mad Max. Where are we at?
I told you on the show,
yeah.
East Coast Champ, I told you this. I feel like I might have created the hype a little bit. And I don't want to because I don't want to put any pressure on him. Things are going well. Okay. He's riding well. He's got the whole package. He's just in a good place. Paul P., not a believer.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, we'll see. So I don't know. He's just looking good, prepared, and in a good
place. So much underground hype right now for Max. Yeah. It's really nuts. Like, my group texts are just, you know. So I'm excited to see this in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'll be good.
Thanks, Dino.
Thank you.